Welcome back to the Binge Breakthrough Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs stop obsessing over food so that they can finally have a physique they're proud of and love what they see in the mirror. My name and your host, Sebastian Bedenker, and today we're going to be discussing the mindset that you need to stop binge eating forever. So I had a client recently who told me she had a binge twice in a week, and I looked at the situation, I evaluated what she had told me. And so just to give you guys some context, what she had told me was that she binged and she felt like she had to restrict the next day, you know, eat little to nothing. And she also told me that when she binged, she thought that she was gonna feel better. And lo and behold, what do you know? She binged and she didn't feel better. And so this is something that we've been talking about. I've been helping her understand and work through, and a concept that I think would be really, really valuable for you guys. And that concept is that you're never going to scratch the itch by eating and eating and eating, right? It's like the more you eat, you think you're going to feel better. You think you're going to feel happy. You think you're going to feel like whatever feeling you're going to get from the food. You think you're going to get that. Obviously, you wouldn't do it if you didn't think you're going to feel a certain way. But the thing is, it never comes. That feeling that you're searching, it never comes, right? The food doesn't actually taste that good. There comes a certain point where, you know, you've already kind of satisfied the craving and you're just eating and eating. And it's like, why am I still eating? Like, it's not getting any better. In fact, it's tasting worse and I'm feeling worse and, you know, I'm feeling bloated and this sucks, right? So why do we keep doing it? So one of the most important mindset shifts that you can have to really prevent binges from happening is right before, ask yourself, is this really going to satisfy that craving? Is this really going to scratch that itch? I mean, is this going to do anything for me? Right? Because 99% of the time, it's not. It's really not. And it's like with any other addiction. This is what you have to understand. Binge eating is a real addiction, guys. Food addiction. It's a real addiction. In fact, I would say it's just as harmful as a lot of drugs. Right? Because the way that these foods are made, they're highly processed. They're made with you know, chemical engineers that literally curate them to be as addictive as possible, filled with sugar, filled with these ingredients that make them taste so good, but obviously aren't helpful for you. They're extremely harmful for you. And so when you bite into that chip or you bite into that donut, it gives you that immediate sense of excitement. It spikes up your dopamine and gives you a false sense of happiness. But then that feeling quickly fades away as you continue eating and eating and you realize like, wow, this actually did nothing for me. And so it's like with any other addiction. The way I would classify an addiction is something that you do to give you a feeling. For many people, that feeling is different. I would say for most people, it's a feeling of comfort or a feeling of happiness. So an addiction is something that you do for a certain feeling, but that harms your physical or mental health. And in this case, it's both. Most drugs, it's going to be both, but in this case especially, it's both binge eating, right? Because you're feeling bloated, you're feeling lethargic, you can't think as clearly, right? You know, you're gaining pounds and pounds, and you're feeling terrible about your body, your self-confidence, and in the mental aspect, you feel shame, you feel guiltful, you feel like you just don't have control over other aspects of your life. It's funny how that works. Not having control over your food makes it feel like I just don't have control over other aspects of my life now. And going back to the feelings of shame, you know, it feels like you can't really talk to anybody about this because, you know, maybe your friends or your family don't deal with binge eating. Maybe they just don't understand. Maybe they eat normally. They're intuitive eaters, right? And so it feels like nobody understands you. And so it brings out those feelings of shame. But I'm here to tell you, it's a completely normal addiction. It's a completely normal problem. And you can get through it. Not you can, you will get through it. But you have to first cultivate that healthy mindset, the positive mindset that you need to really overcome any addiction, I would say, is first off believing that you can get better, right? It's about believing that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, no matter how far off you may be right now, no matter how deep in you feel like you are. Like, I understand there's probably times where you feel like you're binge eating every single day and it's like, oh my God, I'm never going to overcome this. But I'm here to tell you, you can and you will. But you have to believe it's possible for you, or else you're never going to start. if you only think negative things about yourself, about your situation, like, oh, I'm such a failure, I'm such a mess up, I'm always binge eating, I'm always going to have this problem, I'm always going to have this addiction, nobody's ever going to understand me or relate to me, I'm just such a screw up, well, then you're never even going to bother or try to get better. So you have to cultivate a healthy, positive mindset and start thinking about things differently. Start thinking about things positively and understand that things can and will get better. And the thing I want to touch on that I mentioned at the beginning of this video with this particular client, I mentioned that she had punished herself the next day by cutting her calories in half is what she told me. And this is what you have to understand, guys. Like this right here, if you punish yourself, it is going to keep you stuck in that cycle. You think that, oh, like because I overeat, I have to eat a little amount of food. That way I lose weight. That way I'm not as bloated. And because it's what I deserve, right? Because I messed up. And all you're doing is driving that knife deeper and deeper. And you don't even realize. Because you think that by you restricting your calories in half, you're doing something positive. You know, that you're going to see more progress in terms of like weight loss or in terms of, you know, feeling less bloated. But what you're actually doing is creating this negative relationship with food, right? You're making it seem like you only deserve food when you're quote unquote good. Like the only times you can eat are if you go to the gym or, you know, if you eat healthy and if you've been on track basically, right? And that's not the case at all. We have to separate ourselves from the food. We have to detach ourselves from the food and stop being emotional eaters. It's about understanding that the food is it's just food. You need it to survive, and not just to survive, but thrive. So separate the emotions that come with food and understand that you need calories to survive and thrive. So that you can think clearly, so that you can perform, so that you can make decisions, so that you can run your business, so that you can do all of these great things and be there with your family, not cranky, not irritable, but focused and clear. And so you need a regular amount of food. Stop starving yourself the day after binge. Stop thinking you have to do endless amounts of cardio after a binge. That's not the case at all. Eat your regular amount of food and eat foods that actually nourish you, okay? Before you eat, ask yourself, is this actually going to be helpful towards my goals? Is this going to make me more mentally clear? Is this going to give me energy? Is this going to make me feel better about myself? Is this meal going to help me achieve my weight loss goals, fat loss goals, my muscle building goals, right? I'm not saying you have to eat like that 100% of the time, but a majority of the time, that should be how you're eating. You know, foods like ground beef, eggs, steak, chicken, for some healthy fats, avocado, nuts, you know, natural carbs like rice, potatoes, these foods that are going to nourish you and make you feel good rather than, you know, just getting the Big Mac from McDonald's or just getting whatever, you know, from Wendy's, the Baconator, from wherever, the Arby's, the sandwich, right? Whatever your guilty pleasure is, whatever you typically like to overeat, ask yourself, is that actually doing anything for me? Like before you eat, before you pull up in the drive-thru, like, is that really what's going to take me further to my goals, or is it just taking me further and further away? And guys, I know this is easier said than done, but it starts about being aware. First off, you have to have the mindset that things are going to get better, but then you have to have this level of awareness and actually make these decisions. And I know this is going to sound crazy, but if you even like start to be aware of the decisions you're making, but you still make that decision, that's still progress. And so, for example, you know, if you're like, let's say you sit with yourself 5 minutes before you get to the drive-thru and get the Big Mac. Let's say for 5 minutes you're like, should I really eat this right now? Is this going to take me further to my goals? I don't know. You know, like this is probably not the best for me. And then you end up getting the Big Mac. Even though that's not ideal, you're still making progress. Why? Well, because you were aware of what you're doing. You asked yourself beforehand. And you're starting to cultivate that mindset that's going to help you stop binge eating. So guys, I really hope that you gained some insights from this, some value from this. And, you know, I like to, you know, give you guys some more insights from my coaching business, from, you know, clients and how I like to help them. And so if you did enjoy the podcast, I would really appreciate a positive review And as always, guys, if you want to work with me one-on-one inside the Binge Breakthrough Academy, where we help entrepreneurs and business owners just like yourself stop food obsession and get in the shape that they know they're meant to be in, simply click that link, that first link in the description. We'll set up a free consultation call. I'll see if I can help you out. We'll get you in the academy and help you stop obsessing over food and get in incredible shape. I hope you guys have the best day of your entire life. Thank you so much for listening.